Good morning. We're going to be doing Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yudches, the halachas of Merakeh. The Chayyadim we were looking at in Siman Beis discusses a case where a person is doing Rikud not for the purpose of removing impurities, which therefore approximates the Mice of Berer, but just to fluff it up again. So a person cannot do that on Shabbos, but that's going to be Asumir Rabbanon, because it's not a real Mice of Berer. But he's using a kli which is made for that purpose, so that's going to be which is also to do. Then he said, regards to Yom Tov, we said we're going to talk about Yom Tov. So in Yom Tov, this is discussed in Siman Tav Kuf Vav, that a person cannot do the first act of Rikud with a sifter, means the person got ground the flour and he wants it to be merakit. The original act of harkada, of sifting, a person cannot do that on Yom Tov, even through a shinoi. This is one of the malachas which the derech was to do for a long-term period. A person wouldn't wait until he's ready to make bread to start grinding the flour, grinding the wheat and sifting the flour. A person would grind the wheat and sift the flour which produced, and then put it away in storage. And when he's ready to make bread, they would take some flour, make a dough, and bake it. So the malachas of Echol Nefesh are things which a person does when they're ready to actually eat. So making the dough and baking it is mutar and Yom Tov. But things which people tend to do l'zman meruba for a long period of time, a larger quantities for a longer period of time, are not mutar and Yom Tov. Either that's machlok zvushan, whether it's a deraisa or a derabanan, but they're not mutar and Yom Tov. So the original arkada is going to be aser, and that's going to be aser even ayin shinui. But if a person was merakit from beforehand, and he wants to merakit a second time, in order that the bread should be nice, he has to do shin iksas. For example, he does it al gabe shulchan, as opposed to normally a person does it into a bowl or some type of a container. Here a person does it on the table. A person can put down a piece of paper and put it on the parchment paper and do it on the table. And that would be a valid way to do that. Now, if a person normally does that, that's their normal act when they want to sift the flour a second time to flop it up. If that's the normal way to do it on the table, you would need some other type of machinery. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the following case. A person sifted the flour from before Yom Tov, and then something fell into the flour which you need to remove. You want to sift it in order to remove that. So the Shulchan Aruch says the case of a person was merakit from beforehand, so he's done his due diligence of preparing it beforehand, and then something fell in, so that you want to use a sifter to remove that, it's going to be mutter to do that. This is relevant for bugs. Person is sifting to remove bugs, or something fell into the flour. And the reason why that's mutter is because this is not something which a person does. It's not merubah. When you take the flour out and you're ready to use it, you know there's some impurity in it. You would then prepare and do that action then. So, regards to the heter of Yom Tov, that's going to be mutter. Obviously, that's not going to be mutter on Shabbos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says you do not need a shinui in that situation. The person can just do the harkada normally. But the Mishnah brings those who require a shinui, and the chayarim amongst them. A person should, in that situation, a person should do it with a shinui. The shinui would be accomplished. A person would sift through the back side of the sifter, as opposed to putting it in the sifter and shaking it. He'd pour it through the back side and have it go through the sifter that way. That would be a form of harkada, which is going to be done on Yom Tov through a shinui. Okay, so that's the scenario on Yom Tov. The Chayyad over here says, this is referring to Shabbos, that this is the Rabbanon, If a person does it with a shinui, is it going to be mutter on Shabbos? So he's not sure that regards to Shabbos, that's going to be mutter. But on Yom Tov, that would be mutter, and that's what a person would be required to do. Have a good day.